Okay, so what are you guys doing? You're standing, you've just got out of that exit and you've seen all these labs and research areas.
They're working around the clock then.
Going to look round, just from where I am, see if I can spot an off admin style office with as fewer people in it as possible, preferably none.
Okay, map your perceptional awareness.
Make a spot an office roll, yeah?
Yeah.
Is anyone round here wearing the same kind of clothes as us?
No.
Are there lots of people in the room?
We do.
Sorry.
Yeah.
There are lots of people.
They're all going about their business. Some have got white coats on and they're in what looks to be makeshift labs.
But they're not like suspicious of us.
They can't see it though because you're in the you're in the bottom area.
Okay, cool.
Three successes.
Yeah.
Moving around, you actually do get a sight on one of the offices, which is not far from your location, and there doesn't seem to be as many people in the area than there are in other areas.
I'll head for that one, keep my eyes open, see if I can find any white coats hanging on books quite conveniently.
Excuse me.
You can see, from your location as well, you can see an area where there's like lockers and stuff like that.
That's screw it. There?
Yep.
Head over to the locker room area then.
Okay, can you make me some move silently rolls, please? Whoever's following.
I'm following.
Okay, that'd be a dex stealth roll, please.
Fuck me.
A
deck stealth.
I'd rather not play looks.
It's just my excitement. I may as well be hovering there, Dean. Six successes.
Okay, you move silently. No one actually sees you move.
I make him look like a clumsy oaf.
A clumsy oaf?
A clumsy oaf.
Clumsy.
Even a clumsy oaf. Eight successes.
No, we're not clumsy.
Okay.
Clumsy.
You two find it no problem at all. You merge into the shadows and you're all of a sudden you appear on the corner of the office.
Five successes.
No problem at all.
Sorry. What am I doing? Just stealth.
Dex stealth.
He is the stealth party. Up until Colonel Leadfoot there takes a step out.
Is that me?
Might be.
Could be.
Might not.
I am waiting for the roll though.
Six successes, no problem at all.
Is anybody invoking Coyote at the moment?
It works all the time, but
as long as I've activated power.
No, it's just bonuses.
Yep, you get extra dice.
Oh, okay, I'll wait a little bit.
You went in there for a little
this
while.
Is where cookies are going down, aren't
you? Okay.
I'm meant to be there.
So you make your way.
That anyway.
You four make your way over to the office to the office area and. What looks a bit like a small makeshift changing area, and you can quickly duck inside the door and into the changing area.
Can we look for some spare uniforms
then? Make some perception investigation, please, to search to see if any lockers are open or any spare laundry lying around.
I've got subtitle successes.
Three. Okay.
One success.
Fine.
I got two on two dogs.
I got three on three.
Nice.
I don't know why I went to a dice roller. I'd be fine.
I'm speaking to the shadow. I'm contacting someone from the shadow court, the spirit courts.
Okay.
So someone can help me.
What are you looking to do?
Move quietly.
Okay.
Move and see me.
Okay.
Quietly and unseemly.
Five successes.
She's going to have to change her dice roller on that phone.
Mm.
At the corner of my eye, all I can see is gender in this.
Yeah.
Either that or I'm going to need blinkers.
Five successes.
Okay, five successes. One success.
Yeah.
Three successes. Two successes. Okay, no problem at all. You all have a quick recce around and you go straight to one of the lockers. And open it, and there's some clothing in there.
Must be a garbage hovering there.
Is there a spare one?
Yeah.
I should put a white coat on and walk down to him. Put that on. He's talking to the spirits. I'll put it over his shoulder. Off again.
I'll crack open an eye.
No need to sneak now, you've got a coat.
and the spirits have answered me.
Yes, they have.
In a Russian accent.
I'm quite the kind of spirits. I thank you in your native tongue.
What's his name?
What's his name?
Yours.
Fuck that.
I don't know why I'm thanking you. You didn't do anything for me.
Okay, so what are you guys doing? You're standing in the middle of this chain yoga.
Literally.
Bogdan has gone over and taken the white coat.
Is there anything else in the changing area lying around that's helpful? No. Like no name badges or anything?
No. So there's not a clipboard?
Oh, I was going to see if there's a clipboard.
Because you're always looking for the clipboard.
Yes.
No, that's right. I've got the perfect argument.
You've left it outside?
If I wasn't meant to be here, how did I get in?
Very good argument. I'm going to make my way over to the office then.
Okay, you make your way over to the door. Are you joining?
Yeah, I'm joining. Now that the spirits have answered me via my team, mates accessing, and I'm getting on it, I will join.
Okay, you. You all make your way over to the office, and you know the office door itself is locked. It's got a swipe card.
I rummage through the pockets of the lab tech coat on the vain hope there'll be one in there.
Make me a roll.
A luck roll?
Yeah.
What do you want? Just one D10? Yeah?
Yeah.
4.
Yep.
I take it out.
It goes from red to green.
I open the door.
Anybody else think this is a little bit too easy? No?
Shh.
The walking through
Don't
the main
sense.
Door bit wasn't. Easy. Thank you very much.
You make your way in. It's a lavishly decorated office area.
There are blinds over the windows.
Yes.
And all the people are
in. Up at the minute. There's no one in here. It's a corner office.
Okay. I'll drop the blinds on the windows.
Okay.
Is there a computer terminal here?
There is.
Bug man.
Yes.
We'll have a rummage. We'll see if we can find out what this place is doing.
Yes.
Because I can't use a computer for shit.
Mm-hmm. You can use a computer.
Yes, please.
3 successes.
After a while, I'm rummaging through emails.
Is there a filing cabinet in there as well?
No.
Just a computer terminal.
Just a computer terminal. And there's a bench on the far wall where there is just random bits of rock and things like that.
Okay.
Is it networked?
No.
Interesting.
You suddenly realise you are accessing a Mr. Stephen Hudson's computer terminal.
Ooh! How handy!
Who is that?
The big cheese.
Okay.
Stephen Hudson's the guy I managed to make crap himself on deck of the ship we came over in.
You find...
You missed that bit, didn't you?
Well, obviously, because I'm asking you.
So, well, hang on, let me bring you up to speed on that bit. On the trip over, we got jumped by a couple of big, nasty, lizardy, 8-4-armed, long-tailed, nasty things on the middle of the boat. Weren't sure what they were. Somebody happened to get injured during the fight. I kind of lost my rag. Yeah. And went for Mr. Hudson. Took out both of his security guards. And threatened to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
I've not seen him since.
He's from DNA.
Yeah. He's a bad man.
Mm.
You find a email between himself and Catherine.
Catherine. Hang on a second.
My organisation structure's on the other sheet.
Catherine...
No, I don't know who Catherine is.
No.
Do you mean Abby?
No, Catherine. This name does not ring any bells whatsoever.
That would be why it makes no sense.
It simply reads, November 17th, 2010. The first batch of soulless drones have shown no reaction to Reborn. We'll change the DNA formula for the next batch. Catherine, very well. But if this does not work, it could become difficult to get any more soulless drones, as you so nicely put it. November 27th, 2010. Success. 20 drones lasted for at least 5 days after being given the new modified reborn drug. But I would now like to move the compound that I'm in closer to subject, which is obviously the where you are now. Catherine, very well. I will set wheels in motion to set up a small compound for you to work. It's all better be worth it, Stephen. Pentex has put a lot into this project, so don't let me down. Stephen, would I do such a thing? This could be a great break for the human race. It's the. This is the break the human race has been waiting for. This is a fight we can actually make and stand against the abominations on this planet. Catherine, let's not run before we can walk. Mr. Hudson, we need to see better results than just 5 days containment. I will contact you when everything is ready, but we will have to set up a face for this operation.
Has anyone got a BlackBerry that
Stephen.
Can steal
Irina,
I guess?
Yes. Just keep the drones coming.
Steal.
I will do the rest.
Computer.
Sorry, what was that last bit?
Stephen, just keep the drones coming and I will do the rest.
It's not entirely subtle, but I can absorb all the information from this computer. Not copy, take.
I have an eidetic memory anyway, so I can sort of remember.
Yeah, but can you remember everything on the entire computer?
No, but I can remember that conversation.
Okay.
Should we take everything off the entire computer?
I don't know.
I don't think we should leave any trace that we've been...
Really? I was going to blow the place up, wasn't
that? Yeah, but then if anything's recovered from the computer, then they won't know that it was actually stolen first and come looking for us.
Suppose.
I could peer out the office windows where I've dropped the blinds. Just to have a look round.
We've noticed now that some of the offices now have had the lights turned off.
Goes to be closing time. I checked the security pass that's in the pocket. Just because, of course, if we're in Mr. Hudson's personal office, who the hell's got access to it?
It's just a white card with a black strip.
I wonder if it's Mr. Hudson's personal card.
His coat wouldn't be there. Generic locker room, but
you're
on the back of his door. Is it worth
looking
on the back of his door
to
see if his lab coat is there?
He's got the attitude to put it in the generic locker room. Anything else on that computer other than that trail of emails?
No, that you get general chit chat between colleagues and stuff like that, but nothing has.
So it's just a terminal putting it in the store.
There's
there.
No hidden files.
We can make a roll if you want to try and have a look.
Just one success on that one, dude.
No, you don't find it.
No.
Worth looking.
Anyone else looking around?
I shall survey the office.
Let me a perception investigation roll, please.
I am going to have a look at the tower sizes that are being used. What's actually being researched on another, a general scientific gander.
Okay. Well, in the office or?
No, that's all I don't know.
Okay, you can you notice lots of trolleys that have been left out. They have rocks on there. Lots of different things.
Rocks, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Got 5 successes. Mm-hmm.
Looking around, you notice on the back wall, there seems to be a door.
Door?
Mm-hmm.
Is it locked?
There's no door handle.
Oh. I slide the door. Is there a keypad?
No.
Can we knock on the door?
No.
What's the door made of?
It's the same material as the wall, which is like
it's like a secret door.
It's like a metal
push
metal
the door.
Pushes it. you hear it click and then a hiss. And the door slides to one side.
I do this. This is what I
just
do.
Found the door. I expected you to open it.
I slid the door.
As the door opens,
chill, people.
Lights flicker on around the base of the what looks to be now as it's lighting up. Ladders going down.
Let's have a look.
Yeah, I'm doing that one.
Okay.
Is it dark?
No.
Descending to the depths of the earth.
Okay.
Part of my thing.
Going down the ladders. Who's going down? You.
I am.
I'll go down.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
Hang on. How hard could it be?
Yeah, don't form a list. Many things could go
wrong. Okay, you descend and you get into a small observation room.
Observing what?
You can't see anything at the minute because the glass isn't transparent.
Glass is opaque.
But can you make the glass see the lips? That's your thing.
Is there a button?
There's a little computer pad.
Can they do something with that?
Yep.
Cool beans.
And I'm like doing with it, am I rolling?
Yep.
Three successes.
Okay. No worries. Simple thing, you pop the panel open, connect a couple of wires, and the glass goes transparent. What you see,
I could do that with your car as well,
is a large sphere.
Made of what?
Looks like, what's the metal that is a
Mercury.
Yeah, it's like, it looks like that.
What's it suspended by?
It's not. It's just there.
Right then.
Manson.
I'll try something. Be back in a second.
It's not moving or
anything. Can I see a reflection on it?
Yep.
Well, she wasn't.
Step in.
She was much scarier than Robert Patrick.
Do you want me to roll the mushroom?
I'm sorry, what are you doing?
That comedy is.
You're stepping into the...
No, I'm sidestepping.
Oh, you're sidestepping. Sorry, when you said I'm stepping
no.
into... I thought...
No,
don't
no,
do
no.
that
there's,
just in case it's silver.
There's a glass panel between him and...
Right, sorry, I missed what you said.
I want to have a look at how it could possibly affect the spirit world, if it possibly is.
Yeah, okay, sorry, I misheard
you. I'm sitting here, it's where Chris is sitting.
Oh, sorry.
You didn't need those teeth, right?
It's Ems. What's it like wearing tea?
Turning the whole
that's
thing around.
Yeah.
Would that be what's underneath that glass dome?
Ask your previous
yep.
foes as they know as well.
Okay.
You are only looking at a part of the sphere.
Right, so at the top.
How big do you think how big is it?
How it would fit inside this house.
Oh, so it's massive?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it's like
a ball bearing, honey.
Nah.
What's a ball bearing?
What's a ball bearing, honey? Patronising.
Would it be able to see
okay.
its reflection?
Roll your dice.
I'm
going to roll.
I'm allowed to?
Yes,
through that.
Because you are decay.
Decay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Successes.
You sidestep?
Yes.
Standing in front of a black sphere.
Okay, can I see how round it is? Can I see what the spirit's like? What's the thing like?
It's being eaten.
Ah, this is not a good thing then.
It's what?
Well, I'm going back.
Make me a roll.
It's eaten.
It's eating the umbra.
I'm looking while I'm back on the floor above it. I'm looking for the emergency shut off switch.
3, 4, 5 successes to get back. I
just get back.
That hurt.
Yes, it did.
Right.
There's a big.
I'm looking for the main power for the whole thing, figuring right. Can I turn this place off?
As I step back, I collapse to the floor.
I will rush to the side and begin working.
That's not good. This is not good. This is not good. This is not good. It's all going to get out of here. This is not good.
I'm taking it's not good then.
You'll be right, it isn't good.
Maybe some rolls, Chris. I want you to deck stealth.
Do you want some whiskey, mate?
Have you got some?
I always have whiskey.
You're my new best friend.
Always
yes.
have whiskey on me.
Yes.
There you go.
Thank you. I take whiskey. I'm feeling fine. I have whiskey now.
Four successes.
Okay. 2 seconds.
Sorry,
2 seconds.
I've got to get rid of all these.
As you come, as you switch, as you sidestep back out.
Oh, that's better.
And you hit the floor. As soon as the point you hit the floor, you are kind. You open your eyes, and
this is where you need to say, "What did you do, Rick?"
You're all standing in the middle of the stream.
We're all
standing
in the middle of the stream.
Fucking hell.
Has this happened to me before?
Yeah.
It's in the middle of the stream with trees all around you.
This has happened to me before.
Time seems
to me before.
But the one thing you do notice is you're all standing in, you're all standing together in Krimas fog.
Oh.
Nice one.
Time seems to silver.
Why?
Time seems to speed
up.
The stream dries up. The trees wither and die.
Pick up the white card.
And where the trees were, buildings form.
Is this familiar?
Kind of. The buildings literally build themselves, and then when it reaches the optimum point, they all seem to start to burst into flames and crumble. You're standing on what remains.
I look for a figure in the distance.
Ooh.
There's nothing. What's it? What you're kind of standing. You're standing on what seems to be the only remaining earth left. Beneath you is fire, magma. When, from out of the smoke, whipping around you, walks an old man.
Oh.
We need enough whiskey back, please.
He kind of is formed from the smoke and kind of steps forward and walks towards you.
I've spoken to you before.
Walks up to you. You must stop them before we lose the war. They are so many and we are so few. We cannot let the wilds be lost.
All these constant flashbacks just serve to polish up my timing.
We are losing.
Couldn't you text me?
And now with so many big corporations like Pentex and many more, soon our fight will be over and they will have gotten what they have always wanted.
What's that?
It acts as a recorded message more than anything else, this. As he kind of stands there and pauses for a second and then brings his hand up and kind of puts it into like the whirling fire and smoke which is spinning around you and pulls his hand out, and a human figure is brought into being in his hand. We fight to protect these people, but yet they also fight to destroy what we protect. In one hand we have to protect them from so many things, and our numbers are so low and so few, but we have to prevail and we have to strike balance. I do not envy the tasks that are ahead of you. Some decisions that will be painful will have to be made. I will guide you as much as I can, but I cannot do it alone. I need you. And with that, he kind of takes some steps back into the maelstrom that's flying around you and gets absorbed back into the fires and the smoke and just dissipates. As that happens, everything dies down. And you are where you were before.
I'm never letting you ever sidestep ever again. What's not happening?
Don't blame her, not me.
It's like an acid trip.
See, they're all good for giving us advice, but they don't say, blow up the ball. Don't blow up the ball, do they? No. I'm blowing up the ball.
I'm still looking for the shutoff.
How are you blowing up the ball?
With explosives.
You find what seems to be. You find.
It's what I do.
Make some rolls.
Make you stealth roll.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
That was that.
Okay, cool.
I'm looking for the safety shut off switch.
You find.
Which everywhere must have.
You have great big huge metal boxes that are on the wall with the big levers and stuff like that. You find where the main power conduits are coming in.
Is it best to have one static form of darkness or lots of little forms of darkness everywhere? What I'm saying, is it best to have this sphere of darkness as it is here, where it can't move? Or if you blow it off, it will obviously shatter into a lot of different things that will go under a lot of things.
Will it shatter?
Or spread out.
But how long has it been here?
I don't know.
How many boxes?
Isn't it eating the spirit world?
That's what I said.
But then how can it be in two planes of existence simultaneously?
It's mirror image, it's what it's actually doing.
Colours? Which colours?
Red, yellow, black.
I'm going to go back up to...
Does street lights help with the...
Looking from where the
waving your thumbs around.
Yeah, looking to the bit that might run into the middle to be running some form of containment unit for it.
Yellow. Well, you see a compartment, a cable goes up, and then it comes down in a big conduit onto the top of the containment area.
Okay.
Well, the airlock, whatever you want to call it.
What does black look like it's heading to?
It goes right.
I look right.
It's more offices.
And red looks like it's gone left, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Sexy.
I feel so.
I stay where I am and wait for my companions to reappear out from the depths of the world.
Okay, what are you guys doing?
I was going back up the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Because these talking nonsense happening again. Straightforward solutions are the solutions I prefer.
Don't blow it up then.
I'm not listening to you. You
because
come up with the dullest ideas.
Blowing this up, big bad. Keeping it is as it is now, not so big bad.
Surely we should find out more about it before we take it.
In the room, looking through the glass, are there any like computer terminals or any, or is it literally just this sphere?
Looking deeper into the room, you notice there's two large robotic arms. Each robotic arm has a large, what can only be described as a syringe type implement attached to it.
Can we take a sample?
Is what it's sucking out black by any chance?
Or silver. Sorry, I'm not there, I've got my couple of others.
They're empty.
So they're not working, they're just there?
They're just there at the moment. They're all powered up, but there's no.
Can we use them?
Yeah.
Right, can you get back down here, please?
No.
Please. I'm not even in the office there, so there's no point talking.
Can you come back down so that we can try and do something?
Was there anything other than just the control pad to turn the windows opaque down there?
No, there's nothing else down there.
There's nothing else down there?
No.
Well, can't we sidestep into the room?
Do you really want to do that? He doesn't want to do that. Do you want to do that?
No.
I'm only here for one session, so I might as well.
Suicidal tendency.
Let's do this.
I'll see if I can find one of the labs or another office while I'm out and meandering around the place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look like I belong there. I want to see if I can find as much out about this Project Reborn as I can.
I need to speak to Noel.
Or this Reborn thing. So I'm going
should
to find myself a computer terminal.
Yeah. I think we can find out more than he can.
Right.
Yeah.
We need to get away from this place. I need to have a find out what this sphere is before we actually can do something about it.
Yeah, that's what we just said.
Wait, should we go and talk to someone?
Talk to Ross?
Yeah.
Yeah,
sorry?
Do you want some Ross?
Yes, please.
What, mine's a bit
computer
very suspicious.
Yes, please.
If we actually
I can just about use them.
Is there a server room?
Not that you can see at the moment.
Can I go looking for one?
Yeah, make someone else, please.
What
find the server room.
We have to remember as well that a lot of the lights are going off, so people are going home.
going to get really dark in here really quick soon anyway.
Hasn't somebody got a little light? I do have a little light.
Is it, yeah, what am I rolling?
Perception and awareness.
Perception and investigation.
Looking for the server room, Rob.
Looking for the server room.
I'm going through to see if I can find out as much about this reborn shit and what it is as I can.
Okay.
So I'm looking for the typically non-scientific terminals and the admin style things.
Okay, you find one.
Sorry?
You have a quick look around, and basically all it comes up with, Project Reborn, which seems to be a no one knows for sure what it is or what it does. It just seems that it has properties to imbue. The best way to put it is to give something a soul.
Okay. So is that what that nasty silver ball is in the middle?
It's not people's soul.
That's not Project Reborn.
Okay. Any information about what's in the middle of this room?
There is readings. They call it the orb. They have no idea what it is, where it come from, who made it. They just know that the experiments that they do seem to grant things.
Are they using that orb basically as part of Project Reborn?
Yeah.
I think I am. Okay. I'm not there yet, so I need to find out where my teammates are.
Spread around the place.
Right. Thinly, like, something.
I do have mind speech, so we can all talk to each other.
Can you find that out in the main book for me, please?
I'm going to go up the ladders and I'm going to look for my teammates.
At the moment, you go up the ladders and you're with them. You're with them too.
Matt, could you pass that to Dean?
Odd job over there.
Me, yeah.
Bogdan has just put some goggles on. Is now going off in a direction.
Where's everyone? Mishka. We're going to be Minsk first, what you know. Where's Mishka?
The TV programme.
Oh, really? I haven't even seen that.
Have you?
No.
Really? I thought you said you've seen Eureka.
I have, but I haven't seen. Is there something like this in. I haven't seen.
Yeah, they call it the specimen or something like that. Looks like a big coral thing.
I've known there was something. Is that the thing that come from space or was on the way from space? Where,
no, it's the thing that's in the basement.
Oh, I knew there was something in the basement. I didn't see episodes. Oh, right. I should be writing stories for them.
You should.
Okay.
I've just come back up here. I'm looking for the servers.
I need to find out what's happening here. I need to know what's.
I'll see what else I can find out about.
No, there's nothing much else on this turn.
Legs, what are you doing?
So, whatever that orb is, that's what they're using to fire this Project Reborn shit. Okay. Does it give me a date for when the next batch of drones are due to go through?
Tomorrow.
Oh, fuck. I look up from the computer terminal and have a look around, see what's going on.
Okay, lights are now starting to switch off and it's starting to get a little bit more subdued in the lighting. People, for some strange reason, aren't paying much attention at all.
Who's got coats on?
Could well. But, lights are starting. In fact, someone make me a perception. In fact, all of you.
Oh, I've got my mind speak thing here.
Okay, can you.
Perception and what?
Alertness.
Yeah.
Seems to me it works.
What are we doing? Perception?
Perception.
Oh, one success.
Just one. Nice to see you all paying attention.
Oh, yeah. Four successes. Are you going to go again?
Three successes.
I perceive my shoelaces.
Sorry?
You can't drink in real life, so you just
yeah,
messed up role
playing. Yeah, I'm living vicariously through my
RP character. Yeah, that's actually why Bogdan got laid last week.
Twice.
Wow. Dean did it. Dean wants to sex my character.
Okay, do you want to do that?
Yes.
So any more PowerPoint?
What do I do? I cannot cross in the way of the door. So I take away my willpower.
How many people are you doing it to?
I'm with Jesse, so I don't need to do it. But all are you three in separate places?
I said...
Oh, are you coming up with us?
No, I came up with you.
Okay.
So have you seen the other two?
Oh, right, okay,
so
just
I've wandered
those
off.
Two then.
No, I've wandered off.
These
and off, well, those two and me.
Two willpower.
It's also two.
Willpower per person.
Well, he's with us.
No,
he's not, he's wandered off.
Oh.
Three
willpower.
But do I get these back?
Yeah.
Yes.
It doesn't matter
really.
Which means you have to make a willpower roll now, you've only got two.
That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous that you've only got five willpower.
But five willpower?
Seriously, the amount of times you have to make willpower tests.
Yeah.
Into the system.
This is my
into
first
the system.
Character.
Okay. Chris, what's your willpower?
I wasn't being.
Difficulty five, make me a manipulation.
Yeah, like I was, didn't I?
Yeah.
A manipulation and expression role, please.
You join in as well.
No, you aren't having.
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
And you didn't actually ask any of us how many successes we got. On the
five successes.
To notice things, yes.
Okay, you hear her voice in your head.
That's a good excuse for why I just rolled. But I know rolled on my spotting something roll. I botched.
Me too.
Willpower.
I got three successes on my spotting thing.
Four successes.
Okay.
Looking
at some willpower in a minute.
No, it's just, no. What's your willpower?
Three six. Oh, what six?
Six. Difficulty six for Ian.
So I do six rolls?
No. Manipulation expression again. The difficulty is six. So six or above.
Oh, okay.
Never ever try and speak to me. Ever.
Okay.
Do you have a willpower of like nine?
Nine,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Your perception.
Your willpower down.
Alert, so you start. You notice that. Everyone's leaving now. Most of the scientists and archaeologists and whatever are now leaving, and lots are being powered down. But now there seems to be some people coming in that look like security guards.
Three successes for Ian.
I'm with you.
Okay.
Security, yeah. I've left these
you
two.
Can now,
I can't find him, so I'm with you. Security's here.
You now hear her voice in your head.
I do. I walked away for a reason.
Who else you need to?
And Martin.
Okay.
Hang on. You're trying to talk to my mom.
Six.
Can you understand Russian?
No.
Do you think in Russian?
But you can
English
understand
is
what I'm saying.
Yeah, but English is my second language.
But you can understand what I'm saying.
You can still go about your tasks as well, what you're doing.
Cool.
When she's talking to you, but it's minus two.
Is that we can't talk back?
Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
You
can
talk
back.
For fuck's sake.
But
okay.
You can still go
difficulty
back.
Six
for
Martin,
do
please.
Do.
I'd imagine that would freeze us out somewhat.
Mm.
Mm.
What's I say? Three.
Thank you.
So what am I seeing? Because I got three on the spot.
You're basically seeing what him. You're noticing that people are now moving to the exits.
Hope that night vision goggles off.
Okay. You notice people starting to do this. You also notice. People are coming in, and you can pick up that they're wearing sidearms. And they're starting to look a little bit more like they're coming to this. Okay, you can hear her voice in your head.
Might be time to ditch the old coats.
Sorry, what?
Oh, nowhere near you.
No, that's
I'm saying it to him.
No, we can all communicate
with each other,
which you haven't
answered. Wow, you're working one.
It puts everyone in a silent communication with each other, all of the participants.
in the top 10. So
oh, that's just freaky.
Buy that.
So, sorry,
that
yes.
I'm wearing black,
yes.
The team, so security issues.
No.
What was
but it's starting to now.
What's going on?
Sorry, what's going on? I'm a bit tied up.
Just
sense
it's going mental.
Jesse's dangerous
and it's going mental.
Why?
Why?
Because of
the
danger
approaching.
There's danger
approaching. Slap a fool in front of the stop being
so pedantic.
I'm not being... knock on near that. I won't be
saying
that.
As well. I'm thinking things in Russian at you.
Bogdan, stop thinking in Russian, it hurts my head.
You understand Russian.
I know, it hurts my head.
We can't hear what? Everything that we think, it's just we can communicate with each other.
I'm going to make a conscious effort to attempt to communicate in English.
You can turn it off if you want it.
Thank you.
Right, the silver glowing orb in the middle, this is... can I broadcast to anybody?
You can broadcast to Ian, Martin, me.
Okay.
I'll shut my ears off.
This is going to everybody. The silver glowing orb in the middle is what they're using to create Project Reborn. I found the power switch.
Sorry?
Oh.
That's what they're using.
You have to find the
server
first.
Okay.
Had some sort of embryonic spirit state, some sort of spirit forge, if you will.
I'd really not like it to still be here, though, because the next batch of soulless clones are due to go in tomorrow.
Right. In which case, I need to speak to the spirit courts to see if they can help about it.
Can you do that in
the
next?
The
and why is everybody panicking so much?
I don't know.
Security
guys, what's
Ox.
Being used as the clones? The drones?
I don't know. I can't find anything on the drones yet.
You also notice that the security guards are now, they have some long, a long baton which isn't...
I think it's probably what's in the silver boxes that they brought here.
Do they look threatening?
He thinks it's probably what's in the silver boxes.
They look threatening. Security guards, gloves.
Oh, sorry.
Have we tripped an alarm somewhere?
No, I think it's just standard patrol because it's night on.
And the lights, lights have gone off in places, haven't they?
Right.
Wherever you are, try and work in complete darkness. I've got some night vision goggles.
Yeah, I've got very light.
I'm ditching my lab coat.
Is that visible to anyone?
Because underneath it, I'm wearing black.
At this point, the whole place gets plunged into darkness.
Oh, excellent.
Except for the centre. Dome, which is
is that pumping out ambient light
from the sphere?
How are the security guards seeing?
Maybe a perception check, please.
Check alertness.
Yeah. How good are your goggles?
They're like third gen, the best ones I could buy.
Okay.
Possibly imported from another Russia.
Two successes. Okay. You can only catch it quickly, but you notice as the area gets plunged into darkness, the goggles that they were wearing, they take off, and their eyes are quite large.
Can you tell us what you can see? What's happening? Does anyone know?
Did I notice that as well?
We're in some
shit. Light goggles on.
Why?
Because they can see in the dark. They're mutated.
Right, okay. There's a bunch of people that have just come in the building and they can see in the dark.
No.
Big one, a danger sense was tingling.
Yeah.
Sounds like that might be.
And they're wielding silver batons, of course.
Oh, cool.
Don't forget that one.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Sorry. What did you say?
I said they've got silver batons, apparently.
Apparently they got silver batons.
Right. Are they just fanned out across the entrance to the lot? Are they stopping anybody coming in, or are they working their way through the room systematically?
They've stepped in and they've stood by the exit.
Oh, shit.
Who's looking... Well, who? First of all, who can see? Only you, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you
I don't know. Is there enough ambient light, do I reckon, that if I shifted to another form I could see? Because Kronos will give me bonuses, but I'm not sure if it's just a sense now. Front class.
I think it's just.
I know it gives you a bonus of perception, but it's not stated on the sheet.
No,
so.
It's not. The light coming from the bottom is very much looks like a spotlight underneath. It's very much going up like that.
I was wondering if it was still throwing any ambient light.
No, not
anyway.
Much at all.
In that case, no, I can see fuck all.
Okay.
Unless there's glow from computer monitors around offices.
It's all been shut down.
Okay.
We should have left
when the light started going
on. I have a right of spirit awakening. I'm going to see if I can awaken the spirits in this area.
Okay.
Does it involve talking?
No, it involves me meditating for about 5-10 minutes.
Are you somewhere safe where the guards aren't going to come to you? Oh.
Right.
No, he's right next to me, and I'm definitely not anywhere safe.
As you are looking at the guards, you notice another figure come walking down the walkway.
Oh shit.
Bogdan, what can you see? Because I'm guessing you're the only one who can.
Yeah, hang on.
At least he can describe.
Could you stop talking in my head, please? Please, could you stop talking in my head?
No, we need to know what's going on.
I know.
It's talk to me and like nothing right back.
It's a female figure.
What's it?
It's Abby, isn't it? It's Abby, isn't it?
We know you're in here. She says very calmly.
Is it Abby?
How many are there?
My rifle, off my shoulder. Everybody be very quiet. I'm aiming.
Right.
Abby is here.
In the head.
In your head, Abby is a mage.
And she is insane.
Batshit.
Some
crazy.
Do you know what, guys? Can I just say how good is it that I did mine speak?
Yes! Well done! Although, for the mind mage in the room, it might not be an idea.
She's a mind mage.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Not so much.
Not so much. She's been pushing and pushing at us all the time.
We don't know what else she's got either.
Yeah.
We just know she's a mage. I'm afraid I'm going to have to shoot her.
Oh, right, how many guards were there?
Because we're going to get killed.
Is that
two guards and her? This is not a hard fight, and I've got explosives.
You, it's just you and you that are together.
That's alright, I'm on the edge of the building, I can get round them.
There'll be light in a minute.
Well, please God, yeah, there'll be light.
How many beings that you've relayed this, is everyone agreeing to what he's doing?
I don't, but I'm going to wait for Jesse.
Where
to
are the bands? Are they? Because I've got a mag light on spot
stairs.
Mode. Because if they've got really big fat eyes...
I've still got
I just think if
one.
You shoot her, you're going to get attacked.
Oh yes, maybe.
Excuse me.
There's no, they know we're here.
I bet that will cover it as well.
We haven't got any option, I don't think.
Just to let you know, I can sort out elements as well.
If you can get the shot.
Quickly.
Kill her.
Right,
quickly.
Well, let me just let Jesse know what's going on.
We'll create quite an amazing amount of light.
Right by them, by any chance?
I'll let the group fill you in.
Right. I'm right next to you. When I squeeze your arm or something,
someone has appeared.
That bicycle
with two guards.
This is going to happen.
Right.
And it's Abby.
Right.
Do you want to
wait
up?
After I've taken the shot, because
yes.
I've got night vision goggles on, I'll be fucking useless.
Can't let us all know.
Okay, what are you going to do?
Well, while he's doing that, I'm going to communicate with Fire Jaglings.
He's got a right.
Sorry, what, sorry?
Fire Jaglings, fire spirits.
Okay.
I'm going to ask fire spirits, couldn't
you? Shoot her. Yes.
Basically creating...
We hate Abby. We really hate
Abby. What do you want them to do?
I want them to create a light. Momentary light.
Maybe the rolls, spend whatever willpower you go spend or whatever, anything like
should
that.
Should we not find out anything about... You can keep aiming. Can we not ask any questions about what's going on?
She won't
tell us anything.
Because as soon as you say something at the minute, they're guessing where we are.
Despite the fact that they can see in the dark. So
no, they can see some that they've got better eyes. She probably can't find us either.
Okay.
If you say anything, they'll track you down by sound as well.
Okay.
Successes.
Okay. You describe to me what you're doing. Hang on. One second.
What is doing that?
No. What was
this? This isn't happening until after I've taken the shot. Otherwise, the shot will not happen because I'll be blind.
I know that. I know that.
Okay.
But it's not me that's going to be responsible. I'm just asking these elementals to help us. And the signal of them doing the thing is them hearing you shoot.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so
your gun is going to be an ignition, isn't that?
Oh, God, yeah.
That's going to be their signal.
Okay, so we'll go with you first, okay? And then you, I'll then come to you and you tell me what happens. Okay, so go for it.
Is she standing still?
She's not moving.
Then I'm going to take a fairly decent amount of time to aim.
Okay.
Jean's
got it. How many?
What is the rule for aiming?
Is it plus one?
You
per
get plus one dice per round aimed?
Yeah, up to a maximum, I think, of four.
Five.
4 or 5.
I think you're right, I can't quite think. Not off the top of my head. It's the two bombs since I've done War of Darkness combat.
Because it's got the similar stuff in it.
I'll take 2 rounds worth of aim, please, mate.
Okay, that's a +2.
Mm-hmm. Knowing what he's doing, yeah, I take it. I'll orient myself to where I know the entrance to the room is.
Yeah.
So when I see them, I can make it. I can make a start for.
Okay.
What are my options as far as movement are concerned once I've taken this shot?
What, to gain cover or?
Problem is, you're going to be blind, aren't you?
No. I'm going to take the shot.
And take your goggles off.
Yeah, just black the goggles for a second. And go in a direction. In fact, lead me in a direction once I've taken the shot.
Okay.
Because the shot's going to give away our position. But while it's still ringing out, because it's a cave, isn't it?
Yeah.
That it's going to be hard for them to position it other than by the flash of light. If there's another flash of light to distract them, then we run. Right, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're not going to know where we are, because hopefully the sound of the shot's still going to be echoing around.
Yep.
So they won't hear us running.
Thank you.
That's the plan.
Okay.
Which means I might possibly be able to get another shot off. Hopefully.
Okay. Right, maybe the rolls.
Mm-hmm.
And you get ready.
Okay. I know exactly what I asked.
5 successes. She's not, okay. She doesn't know it's coming, so she doesn't get any chance to dodge Roy damage.
So, yeah.
What's the damage for a rifle, Chris?
I just go like this to you then. Okay.
Anybody got the roll book?
Yeah, me.
What's the, just go to the combat section and just tell me what the damage for a 303 rifle is. Or even that'll do, because I don't think they changed it between the things.
No, I don't think.
Oh, it's got the rules for powerful transformations in it. Awesome. Why couldn't I find that before? I'm sure it's 6 dice lethal.
No,
I don't think that Abby would come in.
No, pistol's 5.
You know, unprotected.
She hasn't.
No,
but I don't think she's expecting somebody to be armed with a rifle.
Why not? Surely she would be.
No, I don't think she's ever met me either.
Sorry, no, it's 8 dice.
Dice?
Eight days lethal.
Because it is only two over the base successes. So 36 damage.
Is.
Shit.
8 days.
Okay. Describe what happened.
Well, I've been aiming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming we're at some kind of junction or something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I aim. Wait for him to squeeze my arm to say he's ready for the distraction.
Well, you don't have to, you can mind speak.
That would put them at difficulties
to do anything. Minus 2 on
that. Oh, okay, fine.
Don't want Morrison's and Morrison.
All the squeeze of the arm is confirmation that I've spoken to the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I do.
Okay. And when he says he's ready to go, bang.
Okay, you squeeze the trigger.
When I squeeze his arm, I close my eyes waiting for what I know is going to happen.
Okay, you pull the trigger. The shot is true. It hits. As it hits her, you see a blue, a bluey whitey flash as something shatters, and she gets as the bullet as it hits her, it kind of spins her, and she spins and falls on the floor. As that happens,
right.
I'll close my eyes.
Yeah.
Literally, as soon as this happens, what I've done while you were aiming, I was speaking to some elemental spirits, and I asked them on cue to have fun. The cue being the ignition from the barrel of your gun. As soon as that happens, they're going to reveal themselves to everybody in all their fantastic glory. They're going to reveal themselves brightly. Very brightly, and they're just going to glow and shine brilliantly just for a short second, because obviously their magnificence is so fun, it will take so much of them in. While that's happening, I'm grabbing his arm and I've memorised where the exit is, and I'm dragging him with me while they, you see the massive perimeter of fire. Brilliant, brilliant fire.
Awesome.
I have no idea what the fuck's going on because I wasn't privy to the whole conversation.
Can't talk.
Because of the whole silence thing, so I'm like, yeah!
So,
I
okay.
I don't know
so,
and I've gone like that, and as soon as I've pinpointed where she is,
because I'm literally not there at the minute,
the two guards are with her.
Expecting gunfire.
I'm bolting for them.
Okay, and you notice that the guards are also on the floor, they've got their hands over their heads.
I'm making a beeline for them, making sure there's. Trying to remember where everything is in between me and them, so
okay.
I clatter.
As you start to make a beeline, the bright light that was in here is now dulling down quite rapidly. So people who have covered their eyes, they now can see.
We are running for it.
Intuit speak. I thank my wonderful friends and for their wonder.
The Lord's come.
The lights have gone.
I'll open my eyes. I'll take the lead now then.
So have we managed to get out then?
What are the guards doing?
Guards on the floor. And you see Mishka making, literally running at full pal towards them. You shift in on the way.
Big and furry.
Make me a roll, dude.
Don't expect me to do any of that.
No.
By the way, we're not running for
them. Wait a minute.
We're running for the exit. I'm just following her. I've no clue what's going on.
I'm running for the exit.
Okay.
And I'm running going, what the fuck's going on?
Okay, no worries. You, as you see, him making a beeline. He jumps up onto one of the top of the tables. And as he jumps through the air to grab onto the gangway, he shifts into full Chronos form. One hand on top of the gangway and pulls himself up. As you two are following him, you see him literally jump into the air, shift, grab and pull himself up.
I'm going to rip the guards to pieces.
Make me some rolls, dude.
While they're on the floor.
What are you two doing? Okay, that's fine.
I'm going to go crazy on all three of them.
Okay, then if they're on the floor, they're, because of who they are and what they are, you coup de grace.
Yeah, that includes Abby.
Okay.
I'm going to shift and help him.
Okay.
Do you even want me to roll, or do you want me just to say I'll rip their heads off?
I will come back to you and you can tell me what you've done. You, again, are running behind her. All of a sudden, are you holding her hand? All of a sudden, you realise that you can't hold on to her because she's shifted and literally jumped over you and is now on top of the girl that's pulling herself up and joins in the feeding frenzy with Mishka. When he comes
back.
That's
my order to do.
Thank you.
What? What are you two doing?
I'm following him because he's now took the lead.
Where are you going? Which way? What are you doing, sorry?
I'm going towards the exit, but I've shouldered my rifle.
That's where I'm headed.
Drawn my sidearm.
Okay, there's stairs going up to the platform where Mishka.
Sorry, come in.
And what's your.
Jesse.
Jesse, ah.
Do we have to pass near the dome on the way?
Yeah, you kind of go up, around, and you kind of go around and that way. There's no, you can't go up and that way, you have to go up and then that way over it.
Got you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's fair enough, though.
Do I have to make a roll to shift, I just remembered?
No, you're okay.
Oh.
Okay, what's you pull yourself up onto the thing, you are joined by...
Dancing shopping bag.
That was more difficult than
I seem to laugh at the fact that I remember she's called Dancing Shopping Bag.
Alright, so your face.
Okay, so, yeah.
Once I get over to the guards, mm-hmm. I shall basically I take one clawed fist
mm-hmm.
and bury it through their nice soft big eye sockets. Each.
Okay.
And I'm going to dig a hole in their face.
Okay, what are you doing?
As he's taking care of both of them, I'm going to go for Abby. I'm gonna go. I'll be snarling at him.
Okay, while he's taking care of the two guards, you literally lunge at Abby, bring your both fists crashing down on top of her. As you do, you hit something, and it sparks. As she's kind of semi-conscious, and she's got this hand out like this, as you basically hit, and blue sparks shoot off.
Okay.
and it kind of pushes you back onto your feet again. She's very, very, very badly wounded. She's
I'd love to turn around and say, somebody open that airlock in the middle of the room, but I'm in Kronos.
Shall we not kill her then if she's so very badly injured?
I can.
Is it worth
it? Oh, it's guttural, isn't it? That was it.
Again.
I'm half tempted to chuck her in that soul forge.
Tell me what the sphere is and what it's for. And I will use intimidate and persuasion.
Maybe your rolls.
You say, and if she's not intimidating enough, once I've dispatched the two guards, I'm going to go level
which
my jaws over there.
Do you use intimidation or persuasion?
Intimidation, please. You're in Kronos form.
Yeah, but persuasion's my power. So.
Please, oh, go on.
No, persuasion. Persuasion is my power. That's why I was saying, should I use persuasion?
Are you in Kronos?
Yeah.
It's only the second time she's been in it all game.
Why have you not been in it for nothing?
Yeah. Once, I think.
I don't even think you've been in Kronos once.
Yeah. I've been forced into it twice.
Sorry,
dude.
Two.
Okay, she.
That's not very good role. No, I've been in
Dogfall. Yeah.
She looks at you. She looks directly at you with her one good eye.
Ooh, who took her eye out?
You did.
Awesome.
That's why she went. She span like that, and landed, but back like a ragdoll.
Bang! Ooh, I look for the hole in the back of the head.
It's taken. She's very, very injured. She looks at you and you see her eye, her one eye, start to go white.
The smoothie.
That doesn't sound like a good thing.
And she starts to
kill her.
Breathe.
I stick my finger into the exit hole on the back of her head.
No, you don't. Not yet.
Can I create a brain smoothie?
Tell me what the sphere is and what it does, or you will die.
Be nice and be honest. She's going to die anyway.
Not the point.
At that point, her body goes limp. And it starts to glow a blue, white.
Where am I?
I'm backing off.
Can I stick my fingers in the exit wound now and create a brain smoothie?
Make me a strength roll, please.
Oh, so yeah.
Just throw it over the side.
I would turn around and say, open the airlock, we'll chuck it in there, but I don't think I've got that good a throw.
Martin.
Hello.
You know Mage very well, don't you?
Awesomely well.
Describe what happens when the Mage body goes unconscious and what takes over.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, we're running away.
That's why I'm already at the exit.
Am I anywhere near?
You're coming upstairs, you're running along the far wall to come across, so you... Another 10, 20 seconds and you'll be close enough for Shep to, like, as from here to the door.
Oh, has anyone got some dice?
No shit. Kill it. Just kill it.
Kill it in the face.
Okay, describe what you do.
Two fingers.
Mm-hmm.
I find the exit hole. I put them in and I go...
And then
wiggle them
the
around.
Throw her over the balcony.
Grab the top of her skull, and I'll literally rip the top of her skull off.
Before that
happens. Taking as much brain matter with it as I can.
Before that happens, two white looking arms grab your arms.
That's so, yeah.
As she. You know when what's his face hits avatar mode?
Mm.
This is happening. As she's holding onto you, and she lifts her head.
Ooh, in that case, can I just close my jaws around her throat?
Or,
in fact, I'll just. Where's has she lifted her head up? So her head is now closer to my jaws.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna clamp down on her head and squeeze until it pops like an overripe melon.
Okay, make me a roll.
I'm also going to be leaping onto an arm.
Do you want me to roll to hit or just roll to damage?
Roll to damage, please.
And have we got the damage for a bite?
Isn't it strength plus...
44.
Strength plus...
2 or 3, I think.
Yeah,
I can't remember what the strength roll of bite is.
It's just on your back of your...
I know, it hurts.
You think it would.
Roll to hit, please. Oh, you're by the side of her. Aren't you? Roll for damage.
Oh, it does. Strength plus 1, aggravated.
Oh, cool.
What's a glory type thing?
Difficulty 5.
I don't think I really need to have to try and
get
to the death. That's alright, I can do dex brawl. Yeah. Do you want me to roll to hit or just roll pure damage?
Just roll pure damage, mate.
And then can I borrow your dice? Oh, thank you. What am I rolling for?
What are you trying
strength
to do?
Bot. Strength.
Bot is dex brawn, difficulty 5, strength plus 1.
Hang on, no. I can't add up. Sorry, I'm counting dice now. Seven successes on the damage roll.
Okay.
It's aggravated as well, dude.
It's cool.
And I add my strength plus 1 to that, yeah? Right.
Strength plus 1 in dice, yeah.
Alright,
hang on. Are you hitting?
I'm biting.
Are you have you hit with the roll or?
I'm just biting.
Okay, yeah. So it's strength plus 1. So it's your pure strength damage in Chronos form, which bear in mind adds 4 to your strength.
Oh, okay.
So you're
so eight, it's your character strength plus your 4 for your normal strength, or the Chronos extra, plus 1. And it does lots of nasty damage. Shit, didn't realise that the calls were aggravated. Turn.
Fuck. Yep.
They're not swearing, do they?
Actually, there's a lot less swearing today than normal.
Really?
Yeah, that's because no one's irritated by Dan particularly much.
6.
Okay.
In character, Bogdan swears a lot.
15 levels of aggravated damage.
True. Yeah. Okay, so you basically
encircled her face.
Yeah, and clamped down on it.
Yeah.
And then while he's basically
I'm just
done that,
get to let go.
And what have you done?
I'm clamping onto her arm and like that.
Okay,
look at that face.
Okay, so you, she's basically got your arms. You lunge forward, wrap your jaws around her head, and then you jump onto this arm and
smooths.
Bring your jaws straight into her arm. She, you can see the pain on her face, and as she does, she looks at you. Well,
no, she looks down my throat.
Looks,
could
oh,
end badly.
And she
could end
kind
badly.
Of lets go,
that hand
and then just with you still on your, you still on her arm, just literally
one
pushes like
you,
that.
See what you think.
You go flying backwards, literally taking half of her face off with her. You can you roll me a
Dex athletics roll,
please?
I'm going to land on my feet. You know this, don't you?
That's cool. Difficulty 7.
What are we doing? Sorry.
You, and then as she kind of looks at you with half of her face left, and just kind of just goes
a good
like that, and sends you flying back from where you come from. Can you make me a death athletics roll, please?
Dude.
What?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, get in.
That's a pity you can't re-roll tens.
Yeah, I know. I've still got dodge to roll.
You need to get a dodge speciality of not
no.
falling over.
No, what I need to do is get an athletic speciality. Three more dice.
Okay, you
there were four tens in that fucking.
Describe how you were flying back and landing.
If she shoved me backwards, I will basically put my head between my legs,
no.
back, sort of forward flip while flying backwards through the air,
yeah.
put my hand down, land on that, land on one hand, bring my feet down behind me, and land crouched ready to pounce back at her.
Okay. Okay. You know the dome.
Mm.
You land on top of that.
Ah!
You take 3 levels of bashing damage.
Yeah, we don't worry about bashing damage.
As you hit the dome and it starts to crack.
We do worry about it cracking.
Is this the dome that's
with that,
sphere?
She literally can't control anything anymore and she kind of...
Okay.
You, think of an explosion, but it's not an explosion. It goes to it, but then just fades.
Doesn't she implode in a mass of blood and guts?
No. She's basically just...
Sorry.
It goes... She kind of flashes what then fades, and it just, as if she wasn't there.
How high above the dome am I at this exact point in time?
If you were standing... What? Next floor up. So, dome's there. You could be up, no, standing in lock upstairs. So you're not far above it.
I'll screech to a halt. Keep going.
Is that to me?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to keep going.
Get up. Get up now. Get up now.
Black.
Am I
power
conscious?
Box.
Yes.
Good.
I'm lying down. I'm reaching down with my arm.
I'm going to jump.
Okay. And please shift back, for God's sake.
I'll jump and shift.
Okay. Because I do not want you pulling my arm out of its socket.
Okay, you jump and you shift back.
Make it catchy roll.
Yep, make it catchy roll.
I love the technical lingo you use.
Brilliant.
Do I have to make a catchy roll?
You have to make a jump roll.
Oh.
Death athletics.
Shit.
Three successes.
Please remember when you jumped, you were in Krenos fall.
Yes, I know, that's specifically
why
I said it.
Shifting back.
Yes.
Otherwise, two of us will be on the zone. And I will be less than annoyed.
Three successes. Yeah, no problem. You jump in your Krenos form, shift while flying through the air, and he catches you no problem. And you're kind of just swinging as he's got hold of you.
I'd pull you up, but I'm quite weak. I'd say climb up.
I'm excessively weak.
Let's just try and do this together, but let's do it fast.
Where am I?
Where are they in relation to me?
Right, can I make a challenge?
You've been running up, wasn't you? So
yeah.
You're running off
over and over again. Get out, 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 get out.
Hang on,
to everyone grab
her
and
help. Do you want us to get out?
Oh, yes.
Shoot the black power box, it runs the dome.
I've more than done that already, that's why I'm saying get out.
Okay, I'm leaving.
Let's run.
Three successes to pull her up.
Yeah,
well,
it helps as well.
Did you?
Yeah, she came back.
You
why do you
arse.
Never listen?
What?
I was doing something heroic.
You would have failed.
Okay.
Well, I hope you can run as fast as I can, seriously.
I'm
what's
be
my time
shifting
looking
again.
Like, Dean? What's my time
you got about 15 seconds.
15?
Shit.
I'm shifting and
I'm
getting
in
the fuck out of there.
That's
yeah, I'm
5
shifting
minutes.
And running
that combat did not take 5 minutes.
Right, hang on.
You're going to make it,
can I see these people in front of me?
What people?
These.
No, dude, just get the fuck out, seriously.
Krenos form, barreling down the corridor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Krenos form.
Yeah. Shift, damn you!
I've had the fortune of being first.
So yeah, so you're quite
the foresight of running away quickest.
Are you actually out the big metal doors or out of up through the dome and out the main doorway? Which way
should we exit out the big metal?
straight
through the middle of the
corridor. I can't do this in Krenos. You should probably pick me up.
Oh,
I have
okay.
to trigger the distraction.
Do you want me to grab him?
In
yeah.
big claws, pushing the buttons is the difficult.
Hang on a minute.
Give the button to me.
Precisely how big is his pro form?
I have that thingy where I can shift part of my body so I can press it.
Just
yeah.
pick me the hell up.
Oh, he's going to pick
it's Hispro's not.
Isn't Hispro huge, Darwolf? Size of a pony, John?
Yes.
I shall shift into Hispro and wait for you.
Okay.
You don't get this offer very often. Ride me, bitch.
This is a Russian thing. Think nothing of it.
Okay, so you are now waiting by the big metal doors.
I feel dirty for saying that.
You two have shifted Krenos and you're running. You've passed him and now him who was waiting for...
I ain't going to make a roll. I've got enough time to shift.
Yeah. You've gone. He jumps on the back of you. You go.
And I help.
You get to the metal doors where he's waiting for you.
Are they
not? And click, click. You hear two huge explosions. The room you're in shakes a little bit, followed by a third explosion, and you see a flash of light down the bottom from where you've just run.
I'm
just
not even looking behind me.
That third explosion is a fucking massive explosion.
As you actually now, as you've now got rocks starting to fall inside the cave.
I'm going to keep. I'm going to just concentrate on running faster.
I open the doors and I run.
Okay, you open the doors to what can only be described as a
big explosion.
You've got explosions to the right. The fuel tanks are up in flames. People are now running around. Alarms are now being. Kicked into action, and there's lots of people now running around with firefighting equipment. Some people are piling into vehicles and evacuating. You run out into that shortly followed by another rumbling explosion as the metal enclosure that you've come out of, you see the top of the cave start now collapsing in, and you can see a white funnel of light going up.
Okay, through mine, speak to the people who have still got it. Don't stop, run.
There's only one thing I can possibly do at this moment, what with the fact that I'm riding through a crowd of panicked people on a massive wolf.
Silver wolf.
As we go.
Yeah, I'm just going to be riding, literally, running as straight a line as I can. I'm going down the road. I don't give a crap if they're going to follow me. I don't think they are.
Ask yourself, what would Bogdan do?
Run out the main gates.
Yes. The answer is get the fuck out of there for the most direct route.
Yes. I am doing what Bogdan would do. I am leaving rapidly.
I appreciate the fact that he's doing what I'd do.
Okay, you're all leaving.
We're all
pegging
it.
Okay, you get to a safe distance where you all regroup.
Oh no, a safe distance would be England. I ain't gone that far.
You get to a safe distance where you all regroup, and you look back at basically the destruction you've just caused. Can you make me a notice roll?
Because we don't know about street friends.
Once I've stopped, I'm going to shrug him off, and I'm going to shift back to human form.
So
with the
four, five, six
wind jerk.
You feel as if this area. And the spirits in this area and the links to the umbra and everything have been shattered and somehow corrupted all in one go. This is not a nice place after that, after what has just been, after what has just
that
happened.
That spear's totally exploded.
What you have just said, I've just said.
We had to stop them doing what they were doing.
Is it growing? Is it getting worse or is it stationary?
I don't know.
We're going to be here for a while, so you may as well keep an eye on it.
I need to speak to the spirit lords as well.
We have a base camp set up about 30 miles in that direction.
I'm not sure if going back to the base camp is the best idea, or with the fact that Abby knew we were here. She was at the base camp.
No, not the big base camp, the little one that they've sent us to.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just thinking there's a container there we can shut ourselves in.
Yeah, let's do that.
And let's face it, we are working on the public front of this company. We can just deny all knowledge of ever doing that. Because they won't report it.
Yeah, it's the sleeping that worries me.
Yeah, we'll be leaving soon.
Okay. So, at this point, you make your way...
Make our way back to the research station where we're meant to be working.
After a long period of time,
yeah.
After your shift, you run, you get there. You set camp up.